Video killed the radio star. An internet video killed the video star. So, with that being said, what's a big difference between social media and television?
Television and social media cater to different forms of engagement and content consumption. And as you know, my experiences with television predates social media. I was watching TV before social media was even an idea, right? And TV has always been a broadcaster of content, broadcasting to a passive audience with limited interactivity. TV to me was a means of just gathering information, learning something new, or simply being entertained, but passively. Social media, on the other hand, has always been interactive. I've always been a creator of content, whether it's blogging or podcasting, and just simply sharing and engaging with other like-minded individuals. I've made many friends on social media over the last 20 years. I can't say that for television, you see. So, and some of these friends have lasted through the years as well. Social media, in a nutshell, social media enables two-way communications, active participation, while television still to this day remains the medium of consumption and entertainment.
Do I have your attention? According to much research out there, our attention spans are nothing more than the goldfish. It is so important and so vital then that if we are able to expand our attention, then perhaps we can learn more about the world and us. But where does that leave social media? A lot of people get paid for your attention. And there is a lot of analytics out there to measure your attention. Scrolling past an image that strikes you. That is measured. That is fed into an algorithm, and you will see more of that. Some would even consider it to be magical. There also are other ways of attention-grabbing behavior on social media that we tend to praise in a matter of monetization and currency. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for the ice cream. Thank you for the rose. Yes, yes, yes. Gang, gang, gang are some of the phrases that coin people thousands of dollars a day on apps such as TikTok. The internet video star has shaped and mutated before our very eyes. No longer only a place of YouTube where you can go to hit it big, now you can go to TikTok, Twitch, X, formerly known as Twitter. These are just some of the few apps out there that allow you the chance to possibly make millions. But in order to do so, will it cost your soul?
Being the age that I am, television for me was like a one-way communication. And then social media allows you to comment and put all your emojis, express your opinions about it and stuff. That'd be a difference for me because I've always liked television. I'm talking about back in the day. I don't know where it is right now because I don't even watch regular TV anymore right now. I just stream everything. I do segments and stream. But television, you used to have to kind of, watch, and then you take notes, and you kind of made your own, your own deep dive back in the day. Whereas on social media, people blasting out all their opinions left and right. So that's my opinion on that. There you go. Peace. Hope it helps.
Television. Cable television used to be everything for me in my youth. I can remember having my own cable box at a young age. A lot of my friends were envious. And this was the place where you can get teleported to a new world, and you had a lot of channels at your disposal. But over time, cable television became old. For the programming, you didn't have that much control over besides turning the channel. So, with the advent of streaming, we got more control. We retained or regained the power and choice. But the sponsors and advertisers really was the ones that was in control the whole time, and they are starting to show their power now through social media.
As it's obvious from its name, social media is some kind of social structure. And in social structures, we have social biases, just like we have in real world. And that's the negative part about social media. You don't have social biases on the television, but television can be controlled. Television can lie to you more easily than social media can. There's no one to stop the liars on television. While on social media, someone can stand up and say, that guy is wrong.
I once spoke with a young lady who emphatically told me that she does not own a television. And I thought this was strange. So I asked her, do you use YouTube? To which she said, yes, every single day. And I thought to myself, well, YouTube, a lot of the times, has television within its programming. And what I mean by this is that a lot of people will rip stuff from television to talk about on YouTube. So we don't really escape the idiot box after all. Maybe that was the plan all along.
Usually they're like dominated by rich people or just, you know, well, I'm thinking of like Kardashians and stuff, you know, but it's also very like scripted, but it's also similar to like an IG model or, you know, an IG influencer where it's like they could be pretty much lying about how they look. They could be lying about their life, you know, they're only showing you the parts that look nice. I'm sure it's heavily edited just as a reality TV show would be. So I think maybe it's just the difference is maybe this is just kind of like the newest iteration of like the way that we get our entertainment. Like before TV, you know, people didn't have TV, so they'd go to the movie theaters. Before that, it'd be listening to radio shows. But like now in the 2020s and forward, we have the internet. So yeah, that's my answer.
You may not believe in the algorithm, but the algorithm believes in you. Just take a look at your timeline on Instagram or Facebook. Look at your stories on IG or Facebook. Facebook, Instagram. Is it any wonder why these are both the same company? Thank you, Zuckerberg. The algorithm is old as time. We have the technology now
to be more sophisticated with it, but this is also what television went by, and they called it ratings. They called it market research. But the interest in all of us has changed. And perhaps now more than ever, we have choice, or perhaps the illusion of choice. As we discussed earlier, advertisers and sponsors always have a pesky way of making you talk about what it is they want you to talk about. For instance, this podcast has no sponsors or ad or any sort of revenue from it. For I want to be able to say what it is that I want freely. But as a penalty, it will be harder to get it out to people because it's not feeding the algorithm. It's operating independently from the algorithm, which means no one's going to hear this outside of maybe 14 people. That's the most listens I've gotten in quite a while for one of my latest podcasts on the illusions of self. I recommend you check that out. I want to give some shout outs in order from some great individuals who helped me with this particular show. Sean, Charmley, I don't know if she wants me to go by her other name, so I'll just use Charmley, and Dante. Thank you all so much for contributing to this podcast and lending your thoughts. I butchered some of your audio, but it was only to keep the podcast around 15 minutes. That's usually how I like to do it. But thank you so much for contributing. And hopefully, if anything you take away from this is that you may realize that television and social media aren't that much different. And in fact, they are sort of the same. Thank you so much for taking your time and listening with all of us here on the show. More episodes coming soon. Stand by.
A quick addendum in my haste to finish this episode out. I forgot to include Ray Gerard, Mr. Gerard's post. But by the time you hear this, it'll all sound like it was meant to be that way. But I promise you, I almost forgot. So thank you, Ray. And thanks again to everyone else for participating. And this butchered the end of my swell, but so be it. Or sorry, not swell, but my podcast. Thanks for listening.